Well, hello there. This is day... God, what are we on now? 272 of hashtag 365? Oh! Well, that is absolutely ludicrous, isn't it? And do you know what I realised? That we haven't done for ages. We haven't revisited my goal. Why do I sound drunk? I'm not drunk. We haven't revisited my goal. And I thought it might be a sweet and fitting moment to do that today. So here it is. Remember, with goals, it's important there that it viscerally imagines and expressed in the present tense. That's because the brain finds it very difficult to distinguish between something that's really, truly visualised and imagined and actual real experience. So if you tell yourself something, what that kind of means is if you tell yourself something with enough vigour and enough passion and enough belief, and it's expressed in those, in that present tense, then your mind kind of believes it. And from that, good things can follow. Also, bad things can follow, depending on what you're telling your brain, of course, as we know about negative habits and destructive thought processes and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, here's my goal. I've come to the end of the 365 days, and I am healthier, body and mind, than I have ever felt. I've reduced my weight by 4 stone and 9 pounds, and at 14 stone, I'm now lighter than I've been in over 20 years. At 4, did I say 4 stone? 14 stone, of course. The podcast positively spurred me along every day, and I've received feedback and reviews from people that have said it's genuinely helped them too. I am calmer, more confident, more energised, and stronger. I achieved my goals by creating healthy habits, by carefully monitoring every single thing I ate. I stuck to my calories every day. As a little amendment there, originally it was I stuck to 1,700 calories every day, but as my calorie sort of restriction has fluctuated, I thought I'd just change it to my calories. So I stuck to my calories every day and logged everything I ate in my fitness pal. I didn't cheat the system. I didn't lie. If I ate or drank anything, it went into my food diary. It was this scrutinization of my intake that enabled me to get slim and healthy. And you know what? I'm on track with my goal. If you've been listening to this podcast, you'll know that it has been an almighty struggle. But as it stands, I feel like I'm in a good place. And I've kind of got into the rhythm now of being absolutely brilliant Monday to Friday, and it's slipping a bit Saturday, Sunday. And that's not necessarily a good rhythm to be in. I'm not happy with that rhythm, but so long as the weight loss is still coming off at the pace I need it to come off at, that feels like quite a good place to be. That's also a preface to tomorrow's weigh-in. Yesterday was not a good day, food-wise, and today so far hasn't been absolutely amazing either. But, you know, it's fine, so long as I'm tracking ahead of my goal all along the way. Everything's going to be okay. So that's my goal. I've not actually looked back at that goal in ages, and it does do a good job, you know, of reframing it in your brain and getting it all stuck in your brain. And there are times where I cheat my calories. I've got to stop doing that. When I eat something, stick it in my fitness pal. It's so easy to do it and so easy to cheat. But cheating, of course, doesn't do any good at all. Calorie creep sets in, and before you know it, you're smashing your calories back and you're not losing any weight. So there's also a thing in there about being stronger. I'm actually doing a circuit at the moment, which is really straightforward. It's like 15 reps of a whole bunch of different things. So 15 bicep curls. Just do it in my living room. I'm not going to the gym. 15 bicep curls, 15 shoulder presses, just with some, you know, dumbbells. I'm not like in specialist equipment or anything like that. 15 sit-ups, 15 press-ups with wide grip, and then 15 press-ups with narrow grip, which is really hard to do because I've got no upper body strength. And then 15 squats, and that's it, really. You know, do a couple of sessions of that each day. I've only actually done it once so far. But the plan is to build my upper body strength. I've got no upper body strength at all. And as the weight's coming off, I'm worried I'm going to get a bit, you know, a little bit, skinny with lots of, like, sort of not lots of excess skin, because I was never that big, but I need to tone up, basically, is what I'm saying. So I need to do that calmly and gently as I move forwards. But anyway, I'm sort of rambling on a bit. I'm going to shut up and go, and tomorrow's a weigh-in, which I'm terrified about, clearly, obviously. I'm always terrified about it.